Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the 4 hours today, and we're going to finish up with part two of an interview that we started last week. We'll do part two live here on the air with Dr. Bob Bowman coming up in the third hour today. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast on any news item, any issue, anything happening locally in your area, any national news story you wish to discuss, any piece of legislation you wish to talk about. There is so much to discuss here. We also have the Democratic Party and the large Fortune 100 who are financing the illegal alien invasion bragging that they're going to have basically weeks and weeks of protests and demonstrations like the ones we saw back in 2005, 6, 7, and 8 pushing for total amnesty, the end of the nation. Total open borders. You don't have a country if you have open borders and just give a national ID card to anybody who comes here. And, of course, it will further bankrupt the nation because much of these individuals coming in are also getting on the government welfare dole, which the bankers love. Bankrupt things as fast as possible because the nations are all in debt to the banks who make the money up out of nothing. So we'll be discussing that today. Mexico acknowledges migrant abuse, pledges changes. That's the point I always make. There is really no country in the world, except for maybe North Korea. Of course, nobody's trying to get into North Korea. They're all trying to get out. But you have a lot of Latin Americans from south of the Mexican border, Guatemala and south of that point, who want to get in to Mexico to get into the United States. And Mexico arrests anyone that doesn't have papers, anyone that is not from Mexico, who isn't in a tourist zone, and they take them to these dirt-floored concentration camps is the only way they can be described, where they are beat up and abused. And that is in the Associated Press today. And it says, you know, I've said it many times, can you imagine if, as an American, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter, if you tried to go to Mexico right as your wife's water broke and you marched into a hospital and said, my baby is now going to be a Mexican citizen and you owe them free health care and my wife and I and the rest of my kids, we're all now going on government welfare. And then if 30 million Americans down in Mexico demanding everything free started marching around screaming and yelling and attacking police, as they did in Arizona last week, you would be mowed down with machine gun bullets, not rubber bullets. Mexico is brutal and collapsing. So we have to secure the border now. The border is collapsing. Much of the Southwest, especially South Texas and West Texas, is financially collapsing because of this. And that's not my words. That's the government's own words. Failed state. Mexico has collapsed. All you've got is armed camps of government troops and installations guarding the resources and stealing the resources, and the rest of the public is just descending into bedlam. Now, there are some cities and towns that are still untouched by this to a certain extent, but large sectors of Mexico is an unbelievable war zone. And the media for years kept this quiet, but not now. So we'll go over all of that coming up. Also, doctors sterilize Uzbek women by stealth. And you read this article, it doesn't give you any backstory of why this is happening. The government is getting IMF and World Bank funding to do this, just like Peru, just like India, just like many other nations have been caught. And the point is, we should be honest about why this is happening and discuss the fact that it's now being pushed and promoted here. We'll talk about that as well and a lot of other key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to graze over some of the headlines, and then coming up in the next hour, I'm going to detail it all. In this hour, I'm going to open the phones up and take call after call, because I love the different directions that callers take us in, the wild card aspect of information and directions we may not have gone in if not for the callers and the guests. But let me tell you about some of the news that is coming up. Proposal: all New Yorkers become organ donors. And that is WCBS-TV. That is not Alex Jones's headline. This is what Europe does. They know the public's not paying attention. They don't ask you when you're at the DMV in major European countries getting your driver's license or your worker ID pass. They just enroll you in it, and you have to know it's going on, and you have to go in and say, no, I want to be taken off of it. And it all sounds good. Oh, there's, you know, tens of thousands of people every year that need organs, and so many people die, and they didn't have access to organs, and other people die in car wrecks, but they weren't organ donors, so we have to throw them away. In just a few minutes, you can go use any major search engine and search the terms hospital caught stealing organs, or hospital caught stealing liver or kidneys, or hospital caught stealing corneas. Where I live, Austin, Texas, they've been caught repeatedly at city-run hospitals stealing people's corneas. They do not ask. They do not care if you are an organ donor or not. They're already stealing them. And I've told the story about I was 15 taking driver's safety in Dallas, Texas, and my dad, who's a dentist and also done oral surgery in hospitals, he said, son, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he said, the word is from surgeons and physicians I know in Dallas and in other parts of the country, if you come in and aren't even brain dead and have a good chance of being revived, they will not give you as much care in some hospitals because they get kickbacks. They can get hundreds of thousands of dollars for your organs. And that was 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. And I didn't believe him. You know, when you're 15 years old, you tend to not buy everything your parents are telling you. Think you know everything. And then years later, I saw 60 Minutes report on it, where hospitals in Chicago and other areas were killing people for their organs. And so that's what's so dangerous about this. They're also proposing taking prisoners' organs. Then that incentivizes putting innocent people in prison and giving them the death penalty. And, of course, DNA has shown that more than a third of people on death row were innocent. And we now know about crime labs all over the country and at the federal level framing people. I mean, it was in the news last week, the week before that. Just Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., in just the last month, just framing people en masse. So we have a criminal government. They have almost completed the conversion of kicking all the good people out and having nothing but criminals in mid-level and high-level positions. They have almost completed the tyranny transfer. It's taken them decades for crooks to get into positions of power and then to recruit their buddies in. And now we are looking down the barrel of a gun. You can't trust anything the government says. You can't trust anything they say. I mean, you know that. How many times do they get caught lying? It's the exception when government isn't lying. And who does the government work for? The big mega banks and corporations. So that is coming up. Headline, all New Yorkers become organ donors. Ha ha. We're going to get into Mexico, how they treat American citizens, how they treat Latin American citizens. They're apologizing. Mexico acknowledges migrant abuse, pledges changes. I want to go into how Mexico treats outlanders, outsiders. And then they're always screaming bloody murder about their citizens pouring over the border and sucking off the welfare system and becoming a political bloc. And we'll go over that entire controversy that's unfolding with Arizona and the illegals saying they're going to demonstrate and march all over the country. I think that's great because a lot of times they get violent. You don't have to hire provocateurs to go make them look violent. A lot of times they get violent, and that'll discredit them further. And this will only wake up Americans even more. A lot of Americans 5 years ago weren't awake to the illegal alien situation. But after watching those giant marches with illegals waving Mexican flags and sitting down with the USA, it was a big fat wake-up call, wasn't it? Well, good. Come out. Get in the streets. March and rally. And you'll notice there won't be any SWAT teams. There won't be any riot cops attacking peaceful demonstrations of illegals. No, they only attack citizens. They're only given the green light to attack citizens and to bully people. In fact, we have video and an article up on InfoWars.com today by Kurt Nemo where a peaceful crowd of several hundred Tea Partiers in Illinois in a town were going to demonstrate down the street from where Obama was, where he was scheduled to have a speech. And first, the Secret Service ordered the local riot police to push him down the road and then down the street even further. And then they ordered him just to completely not allow him to demonstrate. And the citizens started singing God Bless America. And the police became so embarrassed that their commander said, that's it, forget it. And they marched off. Okay, we pushed these people a mile away from where Obama's going to be. And now the Secret Service says just completely violate the First Amendment. I'm not going to do it. And it's that spirit of saying, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to violate people's rights. That's what's going to stop the New World Order right there. But I've seen that with the Secret Service myself. I've seen it so many demonstrations, so many rallies. First, they say, go to the end of the street over there. I've had New York police do this to me, not just the Secret Service. And then you go to the corner. And then they say, go down that street now. Remember the case in Philadelphia where they arrested a bunch of preachers who were protesting a gay rights parade? And regardless of which side of that issue you're on, they should have the right to protest it. But they did arrest them. They did charge them. And then that got overturned in federal court. But it was the same thing on the video there. They said, okay, you can't be right here beside it wasn't just a gay parade. That was part of it. It was a whole festival. They were having a giant festival. And they said, okay, you can't be part of the open-air city-sponsored festival. You can't be here. You got to go down the street. And then, well, now you can't even be down the street. You got to go around the block. And then they said, you know what? No protest. And they arrested them. No protest. But notice that when the illegal aliens in Arizona last Friday, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen the video now, it's been on local news, national news has pretty much had a blackout on it, but it's all over YouTube. We posted the videos. You just search the term illegal aliens riot in Arizona. I mean, they were throwing full cans of soda at people. That could kill you if it hits you in the temple. I mean, that's a dangerous weapon. They were throwing bottles of water. They were hitting people, and the cops just stood there and took it. You do that, and you're a citizen, you are going to get beat to death, probably. And if you're lucky, you'll just be beaten within an inch of your life and sent to the hospital, and then you're going to be charged with assaulting the police. Now, I'm going to say it again. I've always called for nonviolence. If you do hit a cop in the head with a can of Coca-Cola, you probably should get cracked over the head with a billy club. I mean, you're assaulting them. If you assault me, if you come to my office or my house, or if I'm walking out of a restaurant and somebody walks up and tries to mug me and punches me in the face or hits me in the head with a club, I'm going to hit them right back. And so why are the police so scared to death to even defend themselves from illegal aliens? Why does the National Guard run from illegal alien groups when they shoot at them, or when Mexican troops come across and shoot at them? I mean, that's been in the news many, many, many times. Why? Why has our military and our police been told to roll over to this? And why have they been told to attack dog the American people? They're told, you can attack dog the American people and we'll back you up all the way. But any of you officers do anything to these illegal aliens, you're going to get demoted, you're going to get sent home without pay, you might even get fired. And that's on record that is going on. You have to ask yourselves, why is that? So we'll also talk more about that coming up in the broadcast today. If I have time, I'm going to play the whole 8-minute speech to the Council on Foreign Relations that happened just a few days ago. But the article is up on prisonplanet.com. Trochette calls for corrupt Bank of International Settlements to boss global government in CFR speech. And he said, global government, global governance is here. We've got to have this new banking structure that will control the planet. And he just went on and on and on calling for world government run by the banks, which is exactly what the globalists have always said they would do. Then meanwhile, I had Nightline here earlier this week, and I would go try to show them video clips of Gordon Brown, Herman Von Rumpy, calling for world government, and they were not interested in it. And I finally made him watch one clip, and he said, well, that's a different type of global government they're talking about. This is the denial. All these years, there's no global government. We're crazy. It doesn't exist. And then now they're out in the open, and the media says, well, but that's a different global government than what you're talking about. I mean, it's this denial that they're in. They've got their position. They're sticking to it because there cannot be a real debate in this country about the global government that has been formed. And whether it's preemptive wars against Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, or whether it's the Patriot Act and naked body scanners, or cell phones tracking everywhere you go, or laptops watching your kids at home with the government watching them without warrants, or open borders, it's all globalist policy. It's all globalist policy on record. We have their white papers. We have their plans. We have their blueprints. We had their blueprints decades ago. We knew what they were going to build. Now they've built the stinking thing, and they're putting the final fixtures in the house of tyranny. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Rumors spreading around in that case of time.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls throughout the rest of this hour and the second hour. But I also want to play a clip that we played a month ago of Bill Gates at TED TV. It's like a Al Gore propaganda type channel where they have these little speeches where he talked about vaccinating the population to reduce the human population and how we must cut CO2 emissions to zero when humans are exhaling CO2 and it's a life-giving gas. I mean, I have NASA here very excited that they found high levels of methane from their latest probes in the atmosphere of Mars. and they know there's water there on the ice caps. And you normally only have methane on a planet like Mars if there's life. Methane is put off by life. But here they're declaring methane toxic and evil. All animal life releases methane-type gases. That's what happens when you pass gas, ladies and gentlemen. It's part of the process of life. It's just to watch Bill Gates up there. And they had another PR person, another speech from TED TV I want to play a clip of, talking about how wonderful it's going to be when the government DNA tests you and decides what job you're going to have. That is Brave New World. That is the ultimate class system, where the government decides what type of person you are from your DNA. Why do you think for 37 plus years they've been taking babies' blood globally in almost every major nation under the IMF World Bank control and putting it in secret databases? They now admit it is a eugenics database. All right, I'm already digressing. This is so real. This is so real what's happening. Herman in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have one comment and two questions, all right? My first comment is pretty much the black media is all over the place trying to marginalize the Tea Party, saying that they're racist, and, you know, here they go again dividing us, and it's pretty much just so counterproductive when everybody can see that it has nothing to do with race at all. And my first question pretty much is the next false flag, whether it's nuclear or however, the next major false flag, do you think it'll have the same effect as 9/11? That's my first question. And my second question is, do you think this will be their opportunity to be more pretty much as overt as ever, just out in the open? And they're pretty much saying it now, declaring it now, but will they be, as overt as ever and just out in the open? Thank you.
Thank you. Oklahoma has a new law where if you are in a militia, you get arrested, which violates the freedom of assembly and the freedom to meet with citizens. And the militia is in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to cover that later. I mean, it's such an amazing statement. And they've passed the bill outlawing militias and recruitment. Just like Oklahoma last year passed a law that you can't have burglar bars on your house. I mean, Oklahoma's got some serious problems. It's got some good people, some of the best, but also some of the worst. And to answer your question, that's where we're headed, where they're just going to ban free assembly and they're going to ban tea parties if they get their way. I mean, we have a whole slew of White House czars, Sunstein and others, Cass Sunstein, saying ban conspiracy theories, ban criticizing the government. And he lists some of the most broad issues he can to set the benchmark. He says, you will not be able to write or say that sunlight is good for you. He actually says that. You will not be able to criticize anthropogenic global warming or man-made global warming. I mean, these are quotes. So we got the diversity czar calling for Hugo Chavez-style censorship here in the United States. It's got to be in its teens. I haven't counted them up, but it's more than 10 senators have called for the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech on talk radio. You know, I don't know exactly what type of false flag they're going to run or how big it's going to be, and I don't know if it'll dwarf 9/11, but we know they're hyping nuclear false flag terror. We know they're hyping that tea parties are going to commit attacks. So I think it's going to be a cocktail of staged events. You know, when we come back, I'll comment on this more. It's a very important question. And as for the so-called black media that you brought up, African-American media, black folks ought to be asking them, why don't they talk about how 50-plus percent of blacks are never born in this country? I mean, why don't they talk about some real issues that actually affect the black community? No, they're just there to keep people stirred up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, I'm going to finish up the questions the last caller asked me, and then I'll continue with your phone calls. But I wanted to take a few minutes now to talk about fluoride in our water supply. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Joseph Borkin wrote a book about World War II, The Crime and Punishment of I.G. Farben. And you can actually read that book online for free. Google has it posted. And he says the first instance of fluoridated drinking water in history was in Germany's Nazi prison camps. This is a Pulitzer Prize winner. He ran the U.S. antitrust program, by the way, and was involved in the prosecution of the Nazis. So this is a prestigious person telling you this. The first instance of fluoridated drinking water in history was in Germany's Nazi prison camps. The Gestapo had little concern about fluoride's supposed effect on children's teeth. Their reason for mass medicating water and sodium fluoride was to sterilize humans and force the people in the concentration camps into calm submission. See, when we get up here and tell you that fluoride attacks all the organs, reduces fertility, and can sterilize, and doubles the chance of bone cancer alone, you need to go do the research instead of laughing about this. I know we have new listeners every day, every minute tuning in. This is not funny. I had Nightline here 2 days ago, and I was trying to show them these documents, and they were just laughing about it. It's not funny. And one of these guys has a son, and they were nice people. I don't think they're evil. They just think we're crazy. It doesn't matter if you get inside one of these plants – And on the sacks of fluoride, it says deadly poison causes organ failure. And it's one of the most cumulative toxins out there. It builds up in the body. I'm already ranting about this, and I said I was going to go to your calls, but I thought I would talk about that. Joseph Borkin was the chief economic advisor of the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department and was responsible for the wartime investigation of IG Farben. And he wrote several books on the subject. And I mean, it's a fact. And the Nazis learned this in 37 from the Soviets. That's who they learned about it from. And they, of course, knew from U.S. research. I found a 1934 University of Texas study where they were looking at fluoride in rats, and they said this could be a sedative, and this could be used in mental patients, but it has toxic effects on the organs and bones and attacks fertility. So they said we don't recommend it be used for that. I mean, you could pull up these studies all day long. They knew. They put it in your water. That's why Americans can't get upset, won't get involved. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. I wanted to bring up the CEO of Ecola Blue after I just discussed this, Jerome Jandon, because this is the best atmospheric water generator line out there, and they're also the most affordable, and it's what I use in my office and my home. And, Jerome, it's good to have you up with us today.
Thanks, Dennis.
You know, I noticed that when you were talking to one of the guys here in the office that you guys had brought up Joseph Borkin, who I was well aware of, but it's good to talk to folks at Ecola Blue who are aware of this.
Thanks a lot. Yes, we are. That's why we're in this business.
Well, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the Ecola Blue and the fact that it's one of the only water purification systems that has zero fluoride in it. Because even the best filtration systems that you filter tap water through, fluoride is such a small particulate that almost no filter on earth can take it out. One of the only ways to really get it out is to get clean water out of the air.
That's true. I mean, we're more than the filtration. You know, we just generate water. That's what people are confused. Ecola Blue is the only solution, you know, to this poisoned water and purification water. We do not take water to purify, to filter it. We generate water from the humidity of the air. So you're 100% free bacteria, 100% fluoride, you know, free, and 100% independent from the system.
Absolutely. And when I say filter, even after you grab it out of the air, you send it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on what unit.
That's true. You're right. Sorry, I misunderstood you. You're totally right. And 3 UV as well to kill any kind of bacteria. So you're totally free to drink it, to boil it for coffee or tea. And trust me, it does much better than tap water. And on top of that, you can use it for a newborn. You know, I've got a 5-week-old girl, and I give it to her. It avoids me to make shopping and to get some bottled water, which is dangerous for the pollution and for our nature.
Well, to be clear here, again, it is a water generator. It grabs it out of the air, but then it sends it through the filtration system. But you're right. You're not filtering the tap water or some lake water. You are grabbing already the cleanest, purest water there is out of the atmosphere, and that's what the clouds are, and then putting it through filtration systems. Tell folks about some of the products available from EcolaBlue.com.
Right now we've got the EB28, you know, which is a special machine with special, you know, special price for you guys. And the EcolaBlue 28 is really available at $999, you know, $999. And especially for you, Alex, and for your audience, you know, we just give 2 years filter package, which is a $150 saving. That's right now, today, only for you. And it's available on ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com.
You know, Jerome,
yeah,
I've been promoting this, I think, for about 3 years now.
I know that. I know you have one and use it. I know.
Absolutely. And I don't think I've ever seen you guys offer a savings. I mean, normally it's around $1,200 for the great unit, but $999 is already a huge discount. And then you add a 2 year extra
filter package, you know, for $150, you know, free.
So I think this is the best deal I've ever seen you offer.
But you know what? We have to play the game, and that's my point. You know, you're aware about the bottled, you know, water pollution on this planet and this nation as well. Are you aware that U.S. consumers is the first in the world to consume, you know, bottled water? And bottled is in plastic. It's coming from oil. you know, it generates a huge pollution in our country and in the world. Are you aware that there is, you know, a garbage patch in the ocean Pacific, which is big, only with bottled water, big as twice Texas size?
Yeah, there's a giant floating island of just garbage.
Giant
that
floating,
they...
exactly. And the salty water just, you know, I would say, degrades a little bit, you know, the bottle, the plastic of the bottle, so it's oily around, it's awful. It's 870,000 square miles. You go on Google, you go Ocean Pacific Garbage Patch, you die, and you will see videos and pictures. You won't believe it. So just to avoid that, and to avoid, you know, just, you know, generate more pollution for your kids and for your nation, and you got free water, as, you know, we mentioned and we precise, you and I, and the gallon, you know, the price for the gallon with this machine is around 20 cents. 20 cents a gallon. Whatever you go in the mall in the United States, the best price you got is 99 cents a gallon. It's 80% discount on the free water, bacteria, and no fluoride.
Well, Jerome, there's another issue here.
Yeah.
The plastics they're using in most of the bottled water companies are the type that leach estrogen mimickers, which is another big problem, and that's why our girls are going into puberty at 8, 9, 10 years old, when they're supposed to go into puberty around 13 to 14, and the boys are being feminized. So it's also very important not to drink out of plastic containers if you can avoid it. That's why here in the office we use paper cups.
Yeah, totally agree, totally true, and people are not aware about that. That's so true, and, you know, I think it's one another, you know, in your order system, we're trying to make human beings not anymore with gender. Like, that don't have any roots, any attach, you know, just to defend yourself. Totally agree.
Yeah, making us docile.
And I travel a lot, and I really appreciate the fact that you shake the world on. Really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, Jerome. I want to tell people about the savings, and you guys do the special once a month. This is the biggest savings I've ever seen. They've discounted the unit by what looks like $200 and $150 in free replacement filters for the water generator. And so that's just an amazing deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's running through Sunday, May 2nd, 2010, 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ecolablue.com, 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 800-691-6043. And next time you come back, Jerome, we'll talk about more about what's happening in the U.S. infrastructure and how we're being basically sterilized by design. Thanks for spending time with us.
Always pleasure. You're welcome. Thanks to you, Alex.
You bet. Good to have you on, sir. And you know what, folks? Look, I just hope you'll go look up the fact that Joseph Borken and Charles Welsh wrote Germany's Master Plan. 1943. He was an expert on Germany. He was the chief economic advisor of the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice. Then, decades later, in the mid-70s, he wrote a book about IG Farben with the documents that they had been able to get a hold of. And, of course, that was The Crime and Punishment of IG Farben. And they have the documents in the book. Our government took over Germany and took all their ideas of eugenics and took it back to the United States, and it went underground. Everything going on in our society is about eugenics. Watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, I'm going to shut up and get off the subject for now. Later, I'm going to get into the Times of London. Doctors sterilize Uzbek women by stealth. And so you see this article by itself, you go, oh, well, that's Uzbekistan. Or Uzbekistan, there's so many stands. But no, it's everywhere. I mean, in Masters of Terror, I show government documents where they secretly sterilized Native American women, 40-plus percent of them, just in the 60s and 70s. And I got emails saying, well, how do you secretly sterilize somebody? Well, they describe it here. You go in for a checkup, and they give you a shot and knock you out, and then they clip your tubes. And in some cases, they go ahead and just cut your entire uterus out. And that's in the news today. But it doesn't just go on in foreign countries. It's not just happening to Uzbek women in Uzbekistan. It's Uzbekistan. I mean, here's another one. Sky News. China to sterilize 10,000 people in just one area. forcibly to curb births, forcibly sterilizing. The police come to your door and drag you away. All right. This just has to stop, ladies and gentlemen. Everything they're setting up is about carrying this out. And all these yuppies say, good, get rid of the Chinese. You know, get rid of the Uzbek women. You know, get rid of the Native American women. You know, gut them. It's being done to you through the water supply, dummy. Why do you think all you yuppie women, I mean, the numbers are off the charts, can't have children? You're 30 years old. Your husband's got a good sperm count. And he can't get you pregnant. Because fluoride has fried you. All right. Going back to that caller's question about when will they stage a false flag? What type will it be? All I can go off of is the pathology, the pathological activities of the globalists. Now, they do the same thing over and over again. And they're preconditioning for the public ahead of attacks. And I've never seen such preconditioning ahead of the attack. They're preparing people for nukes to go off, for race war, mass shootings, and bombings of federal buildings and IRS buildings. And if they can provocateur some mental patient to do it out of prison, they'll do it. They may provocateur it, or they may completely stage it. Generally, they completely stage it. But I would tell police and military and IRS workers, you better be watching maintenance crews. You better be watching people with federal passes. Because 90-plus percent chance, if there's an event, it's going to be staged, and it's going to be an inside job. So you see people in the maintenance hatch, you know, with gray sticks of butter one night, you better do a YouTube video immediately and call the media and run around on the street screaming. Because the NSA, before an operation, is watching everyone in your federal building. Okay, they're watching. And they're always doing it under a drill. So the guys at NSA don't even know they're about to stage a terror attack. They think, oh, we're watching the federal building part of a drill. You'll have a controller above them that's getting the main feeds, and they hear John Smith at the federal building calling the newspaper that night. John Smith and his family are going to be killed by burglars 1 hour later. They have hit teams in every city. They just send out the message, give them a photo of the targets, and they tell them what code to go with, make it look like a burglary homicide, or they give them another code and say, you know, whatever the spy controller decides, whatever the black ops commander decides, they may give the killers a code to go in and kill the family and say the husband's killed the family and then committed suicide. So if you are in a federal building and you happen to see black ops getting ready to stage an attack, you better put it on YouTube. You better go to the newspaper. You better call into talk radio. You better immediately, before you talk to anybody, point blank range, get the story out. Or they will come by your house and murder you and your family, and they'll still blow up the federal building the next day. You understand? This is black ops. You were all under surveillance, and they're preparing a kill op. I'll guarantee it. You're on military bases. You're in police departments. You better watch your back. You're all targets right now of your loving, banker-run, filthy government. I'm sick of it. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. on YouTube, there's a video of Fox Morning News or whatever, and it shows we tolerate the cultivation of opium poppies. It's on YouTube, and you type in, we tolerate the cultivation of opium poppies.
That's a good tip. Guys, go to YouTube. We cultivate the cultivation of poppies. You know, I told you, I mean, I don't know if you heard that show, Jonathan, but somebody could pull it up because everything on the BBC's archive, I guess it was probably 8 months ago now, I literally slowed down and almost ran off the road because they just admitted, basically, we grow the opium, we let them ship it out, but that's a good thing. And then in Reuters, a month ago, had the headline that the Russians wanted to eradicate the poppies and the U.S. said no. And see, that's what's so sick about it. I mean, they ship the heroin and cocaine in publicly. Pretty soon they'll have the government shipping it in and saying, we sell it, but we still put you in prison. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, also I can tell you something about immigration because I went through it, and I noticed something. It's ran by Homeland Security, and I went there several times before, and they would be packed with people, literally. it was so, like, inefficient. They would put their own people on hold for hours when they talked to, because they have different places where they handle things. Also, the courts that they have in there, it's like kangaroo courts. Because when you go through the actual immigration, if you're a legal immigrant, the judge can bring his own evidence, meaning judge can bring his own evidence, and the prosecutor would be against you, the judge and the prosecutor.
Yeah, to be clear, from what I've read and seen in the documents, they make it hard to legally immigrate, and then they just leave you alone if you're illegal. Is that what you found, Jonathan?
Yeah, I have some more. I can tell.
All right, stay there. I'll come back to you. Then Annie, John, Joe, Kevin, we're just going with your calls into the next hour, and then I'm going to get into all the news. It's just so horrible. When is it going to end? When is it going to stop? I mean, they knowingly are putting poison in the water to give us cancer and to attack our reproductive system. This isn't a game.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They just want to see us killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another.
Jonathan in Kansas, finish up. You were talking about going through immigration. Well, one point I want to throw in here is it's been noted that Europeans and even Japanese, anybody who comes from a wealthy country, it's very hard to immigrate to the United States. But if you come from a poor country, they make it a little bit easier. And that's because those European nations are seeing mass exoduses of people to get away from high taxes. So they have quiet agreements with England and Germany and France and others to make it hard for them to immigrate to the United States because our taxes are a lot lower than theirs. But finish up your story.
Yes, I've been living in the U.S. for 20 years. And to work here, you have to have a worker's permit. And they would hike the prices up. Now it costs like $400 to get a worker's permit. They would miss permits. Like you could have one, like you can send it out. It takes 6 months to get it, and then they would mess up, and it would take like 4 or 5 extra months to get another one. And you do this. I've been doing this for 20 years, and then just recently I just became a permanent resident. And going through there, I've been living 20 years. They said for me, because I was an immigrant, even though I've been living in America for 20 years, they had me take 3 different vaccines all at once. One's like for smallpox and whatnot. It left me bedridden for a week. I could not sleep. I would go. I would only have 30 minutes of sleep out of 20 hours of laying in the bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, and now they're trying to make everyone take it to be a cop or to be a nurse or to go to school. And they're lying and saying it's the law. And again, vaccines, if they were produced properly, might be good in some cases. But we know that we have a bunch of criminal eugenicists running the medical system. So anyone who takes a vaccine is insane. Jonathan, I'm sorry to hear that that happened to you. And you better believe that they're spiking those vaccines. In fact, I have a stack of mainstream news articles I'm going to cover later about people dying all over the world from vaccines. And these aren't articles from the last few months where you've heard me covering it every day. This is out today. I mean, people are saying, what is going on? You take this stuff and you die, or you have a convulsion, or you get a neurological disorder, because 90%+ of the vaccines are now made in China. I mean, let's talk to Annie in New York. Annie, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, Jim and Alex.
All right.
You know, so far, I think everything's been carefully orchestrated and choreographed according to the CFR script. But this time, I think they've really miscalculated. There is a wild card, which is these uncontrollable radical illegals who've been weaned on the bitter vengeance of finally getting their hands on what they, you know, wrongfully believe is theirs. And they are ready to blow. And they don't respect anything or anyone in America. And that includes members of the government and law enforcement. So I think they've bitten off a little more, the globalists, than they can chew. And I just think everything's going to blow sky high.
Well, I agree that we're definitely entering the maximum danger zone here in the next few years, maybe even the next few months. And even the RNC is saying that Obama is playing the race card. And that's what he's doing in speeches now. And this is very, very dangerous. But I think there's a method to the madness. I mean, that's why the CFR and the SPP have both said that they will use immigration crises to then try to pass immigration reform that will basically just merge the North American continent. But I appreciate your call. And we do have some news on that. In fact, this Trichette calls for corrupt BIS, the boss global government and CFR speech, that's coming up in the next hour. And he says they've planned the whole world government and they're going to go ahead and launch it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.